Thanks, Kyle. Yeah, because it looks like this storm's coming. Looks like the Union Community School District will be letting out at 2 p.m. today, April 17th. Again, that's the Union Community School District. Early dismissal at 2 p.m. today. Also, the Rural Iowa Landfill did close this morning due to wind. Rural Iowa Landfill up in Eldora closed this morning due to the wind. Yesterday, the Marshalltown Police Department issued two arrest warrants for individuals in connection to the rescue that happened in the old hospital in downtown Marshalltown this past weekend. Lavone Jefferson, 53, has an arrest warrant for trespassing, which is just a simple misdemeanor. She's described as approximately 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighs about 200 pounds. The other individual is Manuel Padalon Corona, age 33, for the charges of burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the second degree, and possession of burglar tools, an aggravated misdemeanor. I have posted a picture of both individuals at 1230kfjb.com. Corona is 5'10" and weighs about 150 pounds. Marshalltown Police Department is asking for the public's assistance in locating these individuals. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Marshalltown Police Department. The first responders in our community are the 911 dispatchers with the Marshall County 911 Communication Center. Director Rhonda Broaddus says dispatchers have to think on their feet.
Oftentimes, we don't get calls from people having a really good day, right? We get those calls from people possibly having the worst day of their lives, and they just need somebody. They need somebody to listen. They need some help. And that's what the dispatchers are there for. They do everything that they can to try and help the individual, send them the help that they need, or give them a resource, or just send them in the right direction.
Broaddus says that sometimes people just need to vent and be heard. Her team is constantly doing training and working on different scenarios as the dispatchers are doing multiple things at once. One of those things is asking questions and gathering information.
It doesn't mean it's delaying their services. It means that we just have questions for those responders when they arrive on scene. They don't work alone. They work as a team. So while one person is on the phone with you, they've got a partner that's already dispatching the call, right? So it does not delay services.
This week is National Telecommunicators Week, highlighting Broaddus' staff and all they do to keep our community safe. She highlights one of her staff supervisors,
Caitlin Reinecke. She ended up taking her RPL, which is the Registered Public Safety Leadership Program. She did get certified in that, and she'll be going to get the award later this year.
Broaddus says her team in Marshall County does not have the same turnover other communities see. She says they do a great job working together, which makes those hard moments a bit easier. The Marshalltown Waterworks plant is doing some hydrant flushing across the city. General Manager Zach Maxfield shares the area in town that they're covering this spring as the project started on Monday.
So, yeah, we're starting on the northwest side of Marshalltown, so north of Main Street and west of Center Street, and we're going to be doing the whole west side of town. We're finishing up on Iowa Ave. We're anticipating that to take about 2 to 3 weeks.
Maxfield says in the fall they will then do the east side of town. He says when the work is being done in your area, you could experience some discoloration.
You could expect some discoloration. You could expect lower pressures kind of when we're in your area. You'll see water running down the road. We ask people to, kind of avoid those areas. Don't be driving through the puddles.
Maxfield says they care for 160 miles of water main with about 1,000 fire hydrants across Marshalltown. Throughout the whole system, there's about 1,400 valves the distribution crews manage. This summer, there are tons of camps and opportunities to learn with the Iowa State University Extension Office in Marshall County. Program coordinator Chelsea Llewellyn says a lot of their programs are for 4th to 8th graders.
We've got something called Ag Adventure coming up. One of our specialists will be teaching about that, kind of like some agronomy and crop science for 4th through 8th graders on June 8th.
That program will take place at their office in Marshalltown. Another camp coming up on June 24th is called On Our Own and OK.
And that camp is going to be highlighted towards the youth that are starting to stay home by themselves for the first time. Not necessarily like a babysitting basics that we've hosted in the past where they're trying to watch others, but just like how to take care of themselves.
They'll talk about a few easy snacks and lunches they can prepare and how to contact a parent if needed. People can get registered for these camps and more at extension.iastate.edu/Marshall. One of the Quad Cities' largest hospitals was locked down Wednesday night by the threat of gun violence. As Davenport police responded to a shots fired call in an apartment complex, an 18-year-old woman who had been shot was brought to the ER at Genesis East Hospital in a private vehicle. It initiated the hospital's lockdown protocols. The SUV's driver, identified as 19-year-old Travis Binion of Burlington, was reportedly carrying a backpack which police say contained a gun, marijuana, a digital scale, and packaging materials. Police say Binion confessed to shooting the woman, who underwent emergency surgery and is reportedly in stable condition. Binion is now jailed for attempted murder and a long list of other charges. Iowa House Republicans are offering an expanded property tax plan that will still cap property tax revenue growth for cities and counties at 2% a year. That's something Governor Reynolds and House Republicans support. House Speaker Pat Grassley says other ideas Senate Republicans and the governor have championed are now in the House GOP proposal.
This is a tremendous move forward towards incorporating many facets of other bills. And in fact, I would even argue there was only a few pieces that we took from our original bill. Most of this is incorporated from the Senate and the governor's plan to try to find that level of compromise.
Governor Kim Reynolds says this development has injected momentum into negotiations.
It's easier to work off of one bill that we believe has captured, or they believe has captured, everything.
The gas tax increase included in the bill that passed the Senate last week is not in this new House GOP document. However, it does call for converting the homestead tax credit into a tax exemption for each homeowner and triple the value to $15,000. The state funding that currently supports that credit would be funneled to public school districts. That move alone is estimated to reduce property tax statewide by nearly $150 million. Grassley briefed reporters Thursday morning after meeting privately with House Republicans. Grassley says they knew from the beginning of the year that there would have to be movement toward common ground.
We feel by incorporating many of these changes that we've made a good faith effort. I don't see how this does not bring us closer to an agreement, and I'd be disappointed if it didn't.
The main architect of the Senate GOP's property tax plan says there's obvious momentum behind the Senate's vision for property tax relief since their bill passed on a 41-4 vote last week. Senator Dan Dawson says Senate Republicans look forward to continuing discussions on how to provide real tax relief to Iowans. The Iowa House has approved a bill to regulate cameras that capture and store images of license plates. The bill calls on the Iowa Department of Public Safety to identify which vendors may be used, and it would require cities and counties to pass ordinances disclosing what company has been hired to collect license plate numbers and who is reviewing the data. Representative Megan Jones, a Republican from Sioux Rapids, says the images could only be stored in Iowa for 30 days if the bill becomes law.
This is a really interesting piece of legislation where we are trying to walk that line between making sure that we are giving our law enforcement officers the tools that they need to be successful, but also making sure that government isn't over-collecting data and surveillance of Iowans.
Automated license plate readers in Iowa could not be used for facial recognition of drivers or passengers in vehicles if the bill becomes law. Representative David Young, a Republican from Van Meter, says it's reasonable for Iowans to have questions about the technology, and that's why the bill sets up guardrails.
We see these cameras popping up, these surveillance cameras, and you ask yourself, what's the purpose? There's no purpose immediately right then and there, just kind of tracking who's where. Not asking why, not yet. We put some great accountability measures in here.
The bill originated in the Senate, but the House had made some significant changes, so it goes back to the Senate for review. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Iowans doing some spring cleaning may come across things like poison. We'll check in with the Poison Control Center after this.
At Marshalltown Community School District, students don't just prepare for the future, they shape it. Embrace the lead. From academic excellence to college and career readiness, our schools support every student's journey. With strong student support, a wide range of extracurricular opportunities, engaging fine arts programs, and hands-on learning experiences. There's something here for everyone. Marshalltown Community School District, where they embrace the lead to ensure success tomorrow.
Welcome back. We are currently at 74 degrees. Expect to see the rain moving in a little bit after 4 o'clock. KFJB News continues.
Iowans are doing some spring cleaning during pockets of nice weather like yesterday, and the springtime weather is bringing new warnings about potential poisoning risks in our home, garages, and yards. Linda Kalin, Executive Director of the Iowa Poison Control Center, says certain types of poisonings are more likely to occur this time of year.
People are spending more time outdoors, meaning you can be exposed to just spring product poison hazards, you know, from plants to mushrooms, garden chemicals, stinging insects, household cleaners.
Most people understand the potential threats caused by chemicals like pesticides and herbicides, but there are quite a few other chemicals that are equally dangerous, even deadly, in our homes.
Gasoline, kerosene, charcoal lighter fluid, I don't think we think of those as much, paint thinners, turpentine, that whole group we call hydrocarbons, can be very dangerous if children inadvertently swallow them, and it doesn't take much at all.
If somebody does come in contact with some of these items, you can call the Iowa Poison Control Center's phone number of 1-800-222-1222. One of the nation's largest FFA conventions will get underway in central Iowa this weekend. About 5,000 Iowa members of the Agricultural Education Organization will attend the 98th annual Iowa FFA State Leadership Conference at Iowa State University's Hilton Coliseum. The convention will feature more than 40-some competitions on topics including public speaking, job interviews, biotechnology, and farm business management. The conference runs Sunday through Tuesday at Iowa State. The Iowa FFA Association has more than 20,500 student members at 273 local chapters.